Many religions have a version of the golden rule: don't do to others what you would not want them to do to you. But here, Jesus elevates the golden rule in the positive sense: do unto others. He puts the initiative not on someone else, but on us. Often we say, I will forgive so-and-so when they are ready, when they show signs of forgiveness. I will respect them when they earn my respect. Very unchristian. When people forget who they are, it is the Christian that reminds them what they are called to be, the dignity of their person. We remind them who they are and who their father is and who their brother and sister are. Sometimes people want to do things for honor so that they may be seen by others as being great. One of the Roman philosophers said, those who give, hoping to be rewarded with honor, are not really giving. They are bargaining. How often we bargain with God, with each other. I will do this for you when you do that for me. Even children bargain with their parents. If I behave well, will I get this? We should behave well because we should imitate our Heavenly Father, because people looking at us should be able to say, what is different about this woman? What is different about this man? They look not at other people. They don't wait for opportunities. They do the right thing because they want to be like their Father in heaven. Sometimes people ask the question, why does God allow bad people to prosper? Think of it. If that was your child, wouldn't you be insulted by that question? That's my kid. I'm trying to save my child. Leave them alone. Often people want bad people to suffer. We as Christians should want bad people to change and to help them and even to rejoice when they become better than us. It's a competition to be good, but you always win when you think, when you choose and do the right thing, not because of a reward, because every time you choose something good, you are preparing your life. You are deciding your future. You are becoming the person you would love to be. Yesterday I had a wedding in Hunter, and I left them with this final thing, which I will leave you today. Become the kind of person that you would like to spend the rest of your life with. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.